Placebo, The Bitter End. That's the first single to be lifted from their forthcoming album, Sleeping with Ghosts, which you can hear in full on the XFM online listening posts. I'm Ricky, your cheeky little devil, Gervais. With me, Steve. All right, ladies, what can I get you to drink? What, you think I'm made of money? I meant half a mile or something, merchant. And Carl. Oh, I'm stressed. If it's too hard, I don't want to do it. Pilkington.
Indeed. Oh, well, it's nice to be back, Rick. Rick, I heard a rumour that you weren't going to be playing great music today.
I'm assuming that's wrong. It is wrong. This is what I mean about the grapevine and sure. just Chinese whispers. I'm not having it. There's some great music coming up.
Right. So, I was sure that there was going to be some boring chat.
Sorry, it's... Well, I want names.
I mean, I don't want to name names, but that's the gossip
well,
I heard.
It's totally wrong.
I heard it was going to be inane, ill thought out, often no. stupid.
No, Carl's not going to talk so much this week. We're going to try and sort of bring it back to real radio. So that's an absolute lie.
Yeah, great.
Good. All right, Carl, have a good week?
Yeah, not bad.
Have you? Yeah. Going on with you now, aren't you?
Well, I will be doing later. Tell you about that later on.
What,
there's a hook.
Can I just check, because there are rules in place, aren't there?
Yeah.
There was a big bust-up in the week.
Oh, I'm only allowed to wind him up. I'm not allowed to wind him up socially now. I'm not allowed to... What am I not allowed to do, socially?
I think squeezing the head.
Okay.
Socially.
Yes.
It's been crossed off.
Right, okay. And I agreed to that, because it got to a head where, you know, Carl was really upset and he was thinking of just giving it all in, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What? Why was that?
Because you were just winding me up too much.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to bring it all up again?
I don't mind. What was I doing?
I should say
now that there was a conversation where we were all sort of really walking on eggshells. It was frosty. It was a conference call, and Carl was on one end, and I'll tell you, I was very much a UN mediator.
What do you think of that, Carl?
It was difficult to sort of keep it serious when I'm saying stuff like, I'm sick of you putting a Burger King bag on my head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's part of me that's like, I can't believe we're doing this.
What I like about it is that I'm laughing and going, well, I won't do that anymore. And he's going, you can still do it on air. And like today, I came in, I went to squeeze his head, he went at 1 o'clock. I love those rules.
Yeah.
I love those rules.
Well, between the hours of 1 and 3 on a Saturday, you can squeeze his head, you can put a Burger King bag on it.
I can't wait. It's terrible. Oh, dear.
Well, it all started last week as well, really, because I got in a bit early to do an edit for you on some track that had swearing in it, right?
Yeah.
So I get in early, he comes in, first thing he does is go to sort of squeeze me head. And my reaction was, not now, do it later. As if it's alright to do it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of what made me think, this isn't normal.
We should just point out, when we say squeezing your head, what exactly does that mean?
I put my hand on the front, I do two experiments, right?
Yeah.
One is the side, because you can crush an egg sideways, so I think that's more dangerous.
Right.
And I actually put my elbows out, and I press like a vice, and I really go for it until it really hurts. And the front one is, it shouldn't hurt so much, if my experiment's right, I don't know.
Well, it was all this that sort of... You know, built up.
Sure.
And
the research that you're doing there, Rick, is that going to be available online at some point?
Well, that was the problem. That's what I was saying to him, because it kind of started last week.
Well, it's been going on since we've known you, hasn't it?
Yeah, but
it's... I just upped it last week.
It got out of hand a bit.
I upped it to when I think it got to ahead on Thursday when I filmed it.
That was it, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
I brought in a cameraman to film me torturing him. And there was some people from the sixth floor being shown round.
Yeah, some management and that. Showing probably clients round, you know, sort of. They've probably been on all the different floors, same all the different radio
stations.
They've
seen Dr. Fox.
This is XFM, the sort of alter. this sort of noise going on.
Yeah.
You see them all look down and saying, don't do that, right?
Sure.
They might want to spend a load of money.
Yeah.
And he's doing that, he's wrestling with me, he's filming it. So that's when I just thought, you know.
Mad, isn't it?
And then when we were having the argument on the phone, I was saying, you know, has this been some sort of experiment?
He said that, and of course I lost it.
Yeah.
But it's all good now.
Would you want to squeeze his head before we play the next record?
I won't at the moment, because, I mean, we've got to get on. It's not right. And that annoyed me as well, because I was trying to find out where he was going. I was filming him. I was going on waiting for Carl. Told Johnny he's meeting a mate at 6, so, which annoys me on 2 counts. And I'm just doing it to the camera. You know, so I'm gonna follow him and just turn up and go, all right, where you been? But then when I came in, he went, I'm meeting a mate, and he told me where it was, so I told him, that spoils my fun.
Of course. Because you'd want him to track him down.
Yeah, I don't want him to like it.
Yeah.
Which is sort of, it's sort of taken, pulled the rug under my carpet now that he's going to let me do, do you know what I mean? It's just, it's a little bit annoying.
It's that thing though, you see, this happened years ago to me, right? When, you know, you get pally with someone, and then you wind each other up, and then there comes a time when you just go over the line.
Yeah.
Right?
What happened?
Well, it was this lad called Anthony, right, who was my mate.
Yeah.
And, we used to sort of always have a little fight in the toilet and that.
Sure.
Right? Punch each other.
No, I want to wipe it.
And the punches, you know, used to get harder.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then, you know, so he hit me harder. Turned out into a proper fight.
Yeah.
I chipped his tooth on the sink. Right?
Right.
This happened at school, and it was time for assembly, and I thought, oh, and he's in the toilet crying. I thought, oh. Go to assembly. There's police in there, in the assembly that day, telling people about unnecessary violence.
And you thought they were there for you?
So I'm like, oh, no. Anthony's going to come in a minute, like, crying with all blood coming from his mouth. I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go running to sleep?
That was an example of...
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of happened because I went out with a girl who he fancied.
How old are we now?
About 8 or 9.
I think that's out of order, going out with a mate's girl.
Yeah, but she didn't like him. He had, like, big ears and that. He had no chance, so why should I... No, but do you know what I mean? All right, I haven't got the looks like I used to.
Sure, when you were 8.
But that's before the stress of, you know, having Ed Squoes and that sort of thing. I have aged a lot.
I love your own grammar.
Yeah. That's the past tense, is it?
Squeeze
or to have squoozed.
Oh, he did squoze his head.
Yeah.
Oh, so, brilliant.
So, you know.
What about a bit of Bally? Be my wife, Carl, I'm asking you.
We can squoze that in.
Be my wife, Carl, come on. Will you, miss me on holiday?
No.
Really?
No.
What? He's joking, I assume, Steve.
Well, I don't know.
Can you tell? I can't tell whether he's serious or not. What do you mean, no?
No, definitely not. I mean, I might, when I get back, I'll go, oh, just have a quick chat, but I'm not going to be sat there going, oh, I wish I was back in London for Ricky to, you know...
Have squoze my head.
We've sorted the head problem out.
Yeah.
No, I still won't.
No? Okay, well, that's still what I'm saying. I was with Carl in the week, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and was it last week? There was a programme on about the child who was older than her mum.
A child that was older than her mum?
Yeah, right, which was he was looking forward to as much as Oliver the...
The humanzee.
The humanzee, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I didn't see it in the end. Did you miss it as well?
I missed it, so I think
and, it's what it is. It's this, a little girl, and she's got an ageing thing, so he was telling me about this. It's all from him. He went, what it is, right, she's about 5, right, but she's aged, so she's actually 90.
Right.
Right? And I went, oh, God, really? He went, yeah. And then he went, could she get served in an off-licence? I went, no. He went, well, that's not fair. I went, what do you mean? He went, well... I said, she's 5 years old. She's a 5-year-old girl. He went, yeah, but she's got the body of a 90-year-old. So, oh, God, let her have a fag.
Wouldn't you let her have one, if she...
if she asked?
Yeah. If you worked in an off-licence and she wandered in, right, and,
So she's 2'6".
Well, I don't know, because I haven't seen it. I don't know that much about
it. Yeah, she's a 5-year-old, 2'6". It's just an ageing process, which is a degeneration of the cells, like what ageing is. It doesn't mean she grew into a 90-year-old woman with a scarf
no, exactly.
going around the streets. What did you imagine it looked like?
I don't know. I mean, she's ageing fast, yeah?
Yes, but it's more to do... It's not... Yes, yeah.
Because it was saying that her mum and dad are pretty stressed out about it, and I kind of thought, well, you'd be forever buying birthday presents.
It's not like she's morphing through various ages. Like, my God, look, she's 58 today. 59, we can't keep up.
Well, what,
it's not that.
It's
not
like she's got... it has the same effect as ageing on the body. So, at a cellular level, there's a degeneration as quick as if she'd gone through... I don't know. I got this from you. I'm guessing, Carl.
It's not like she's watching Top of the Pops one week and she's loving it, then the next week she's going, I can't understand what they're saying, this is not like music
in
my day.
It's all bland dance, I remember when I was 4 and a half, they were real bands.
Now, S Club 7 were excellent, but what's this tripe? S Club.
But if she wants a fag...
She's 5 years old, Carl.
But she's got to experience everything in a short spell of time, do you know what I mean? You've got time to sort of...
I think you're thinking of her life like that Fatboy Slim video, where it starts off with something crawling out of the sea and then it evolves really quickly over 3 minutes. I don't know, that's not the case, Carl. Her mind isn't... She isn't ageing in her mind at the same time.
No, she's...
She's not living the life, a whole life, in, like, you know, 3 weeks. It's just her body is degenerating quicker than it should.
So if you worked in Odd Bins, you wouldn't serve her with a bottle of wine?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Well.
Unless she had some ID. Which
that's a bit cruel, isn't it? I said, well, that on top of all her other problems, he wouldn't even give her a glass of...
Yeah, a bottle of wine.
And her ID wouldn't look right, because she's ageing all the time. So the photo would never match.
Yeah. Look at my hair there. Oh, that was last week.
Well, it was 2002.
Exactly.
Oh,
well, we don't know enough about it, so...
No, I haven't seen it, so, yeah, maybe we should apologise, because that could sound callous and cruel, because I don't know what the whole...
It was just the title.
The vibe of the... Yeah,
what
I know the title that excited
something
you.
Like, I'm older than my mum.
No, it's the child that's older than her mother. Yeah.
So that was weird. There was some good stuff on in the week.
You missed that, didn't you? You didn't watch that.
Didn't see that. Saw,
Maybe someone have it on video for you.
Yeah, if you taped it and, you know, send it in.
Watch it on Fast Forward. She'd really age then. Imagine that.
Whoa!
Well, we've got some weird stuff to talk about, though.
What?
Coming up later.
What?
Darren Brown.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
I love the fact that the track... We've just talked about him asking me nicely not to squeeze his head when people are around, and the girl who ages so quickly she should be served in Odd Bins, and he goes, but we've got some weird stuff coming up.
That's Carl's world.
That, yeah. That's our song, isn't it, Carl? Leave all this misery behind. Isn't it? Cheering breaks. Painkiller. That's what I could do. I could sort of give you a little local anaesthetic and squeeze your head and see how far it would go before...
It's not like when I get back off holiday.
Oh, dear.
Rick, I was watching music television this morning just before I came out.
I love it, I love it.
I kind of agree with Wyclef Jean.
Yeah.
Just because she dances loco, it don't make her a hoe, no.
No.
But I can't help but feel she's not helping her case. I mean, she's there every night, basically, getting them out for the lads.
I know.
For money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean that she's a hoe or a whore,
as we say.
But I can't help but think if you think people are slagging you off, calling you a whore, get a different job. Because I'll tell you this, you like the money.
Yeah.
She likes the cheap, she likes the easy money.
I'll say this. If, basically exposing and, sort of wobbling round your mean tits and arse doesn't make you a hoe, what does?
I don't know what does.
Look at Carl's head, just went down there, just went down. He doesn't like this sort of filth.
He's thinking about Maxine.
Who's Maxine?
That's her name. Put on your red shoes, Maxine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a moving song.
What's the horse about at the end?
Horse, I've never understood that. Never understood that. Is Wyclef doing all right? I'm always a bit concerned about the Fugees, because I heard that Lauryn Hill's not, her new album's apparently not very good. Naz, or whatever his name is, I don't know what's happened to him. He's disappeared off the face of the earth.
I've got a soft spot for him. Oh, I think he popped up too much. I think it was a bit ubiquitous, jumping up on everyone's... You know, he's a funny bloke as well.
Wyclef.
He's a lovely man.
He's a good guy. Good luck to all the
Fugees. Good luck to all the lads from the Fugees.
Any other bands you're concerned about?
Hepburn! What the hell? What has gone wrong with Hepburn?
Oh, it does make me worry. It does make me worry.
Well, do you want to do some, give some stuff away?
I suppose so, Carl, we could, yeah.
Yeah, set it up,
What is it? Which of your many competitions is this?
Songs of Praise.
Talking of competitions, I remember last week, a big argument, that Carl kicked Steve off the team because he was getting a little bit uppity and trying to take it over.
Pub quiz,
yeah. Pub quiz, yeah, but then you let him back in, didn't you?
Well, he was all right. He came to me afterwards and said, you know, you're not going to kick me off, are you? And I said, well, yeah.
He came back sort of, I suppose, begging. Was it embarrassing or...?
Well, no, it's just, you know...
He learned his lesson.
He realises he overstepped the mark, like you have this week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've all learnt a lesson.
Yeah, we've all learnt a lesson. But I won the quiz, didn't I, and you didn't?
Well, that doesn't matter.
No,
the thing is,
but I won
well.
All the money, didn't I?
Please bear in mind it's taking part that counts, Rick.
Yeah, sure. I wasn't winding you up in the quiz, though, was I?
And your team was older.
Yeah.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
You've got a collective age, your team, of about 300.
No, one of them is only one of them is actually five, but she's just aged a lot.
I think when I took the 11 plus, we were all around the same age. That's what I mean.
Right.
your team was a lot older. What was our average age, would you say?
Average age, probably, 30.
Right.
Yours, at least 41.
No.
Definitely.
No.
Definitely.
Only two of us were 40 and one, and three were about 30.
No, rubbish.
Yeah.
Who's 30?
Martin. Glenn's about 36, yeah. But
it all helps, doesn't it?
And yeah, helps.
And you've all got...
Anne was under 30.
And you've got a better general knowledge.
Yeah. We were cheating. Yeah. We knew more.
You just knew more stuff.
Yeah, that's not allowed, is it?
Proper quiz time,
anyway. I wasn't winding you up there when I were. I wasn't gloating or anything, was I?
No, not at all, when you kept sort of counting it in front of me and...
Like he hasn't got enough cash already, Carl.
How much was it? How much was the prize?
I can't say. It'd be gauche. Right.
Is that tax-free, that money?
Yeah, it's a prize, isn't it?
Is that true, though? Is that how it works?
I think so. Prize money, isn't it? I don't know.
Well, right. otherwise, I assume you'll be declaring that.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be paying tax on that.
Yeah.
Because you know where people... I mean, the taxman could contact you via XFM at any time, just to check that if you wanted to.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, prizes to give away this week. You've excelled yourself again. We've got, once again, Scotland Rocks, the very best of Scottish music, Texas Deacon Blue.
Brilliant.
And Jerry Rafferty.
Proclaimed on there or not?
Proclaimed. Don't worry, Del Emery's on there as well, don't worry.
Yeah. It's Biss on there,
I'm just checking to see if Midgeur and Hugh and Gry
I don't know.
The Rizzillos as well.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. That's brilliant.
So look forward to
that. Is Lulu on there or not? Is she not on there?
Is she not on there? But,
the Wets. Are the Wets on there? Or the Wets or not?
Fairground Attraction.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's on there, so...
Is Wee Hootie McTube on there? And is Jamboree?
What's this? This is another arbitrary compilation called Strange and Beautiful. The X-List album, which is quite good. Yeah. The new album by the White Stripes. The DVD Walking with Cavemen, that TV show that's on. On VHS, it's still got the price on there. On VHS, in case you haven't seen it, Fight Club. And the best-selling book from Michael Moore, Stupid White Men. So actually some quite good prizes there, Carl.
Alright, Carl, what's this competition?
Right, Song's a Phrase. It's where I get a line that sort of is said a lot on the show, or has been said quite a lot on the show.
Yeah. Is this one Stop Squeezing the Head?
No. Oh, I could have done that. But what we're doing is, The Elephant Man's my favourite film.
Is that the phrase?
Yeah. That's the phrase that we're looking at today.
The Elephant Man's my favourite film.
It is as well. It's his favourite film.
I know.
Why is that again? Because it's funny and sad, and you know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah. They promise you an elephant man, it's exactly what you get.
Yeah.
It's good. Have you seen it, Steve?
I have seen it.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you remember at the beginning of The Elephant Man?
Think of that. Having that as your favourite film. All the hundreds of amazing films.
It's a good film and it's a moving film.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it's a film I would watch endlessly again and again.
I don't care about a bloke with an elephant's head.
I watched a little bit of it again the other night. It's one of them that, you know, just sort of reminds you.
You know what annoys me when he goes, I am not an animal?
Hmm.
He is.
Well, I mean, he speaks like one.
And what does an elf?
He's got
he looks like one.
But it was a bit unfair because they never let him look in a mirror because he's a bit odd looking and it upset him.
Yeah.
So his hair was always a mess. And that made him look worse than he actually was.
Yeah.
But good film, get it out if you haven't seen it. That's the phrase today.
Do you know, I remember my friend introduced me to that film, and if you remember, at the beginning there's a big montage because he is working in a zoo, isn't he? Or he's being kept in a zoo. And there's a sequence of elephants, I think, actual elephants kind of rampaging, and it's just quite a sort of moody, atmospheric montage.
Is he king of the elephants?
My friend said to me, when we watched this, he said, what happens is, he gets trampled on by some elephants, and that's what makes him look like an elephant. And I went, right. And I watched it, I thought, that's not the case. And I tried to explain it to him, and he's, to this day, still convinced that the Elephant Man, it's like when Spider-Man gets bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah, yeah.
It was his mum, wasn't
the
it?
The Elephant Man. The power of an elephant.
Was it his mum who got...
He never forgets. Anyway. Be careful.
Is it his mum what?
Wasn't it his mum who was pregnant, and then they ran over her? And...
No, I don't think so.
That's the impression I got from it.
No. You are joking, aren't you?
No. I thought, I honestly... Anyway, right, so the phrase is, my favourite film's The Elephant Man.
Oh, well, why
not? There's five songs make up that sentence, right, this week. Have a listen, see if you can work out the songs. Email in, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, right?
Mm.
And you win all that stuff, Steve just said, so, right, here we go then.
The Elephant Man.
That was nicely done.
Genius.
Right. Let's hear it again.
There you go. Five songs there. The Elephant Man is my favourite film. Well, I thought we'd make it a bit easier.
Make it a bit easier. Yeah.
Just,
right.
Just one more.
The Elephant Man.
Email only ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Brilliant.
A bit of hip hop hooray, a bit of a rap classic. Although you may not have heard it before.
XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl, the K-man, Pilkers. Little Pilkers. Little baldy, roundy, heady Pilkers.
Oh, yeah, there's,
Go on.
There's a what's-her-name. If people go to the
website... You're joking. There's not a, there's not a what's-her-name.
An actual what's-her-name.
You are joking, Carl.
No, it's just you reminded me.
Oh, did
little,
I?
Little round bottle lead.
Yeah.
If they go to xfm.co.uk, right?
Yeah.
/Ricky. There's a picture on there. You know that picture you did?
Oh, that I drew.
The one you drew of me.
Who put it on? Did XFM put it on?
Yeah.
Did it look good? Can you get into it? Can
I'll have a look. Yeah, I'll have a look.
What is it? xfm.co.uk?
/Ricky.
Right.
And there's that little picture and people can sort of put bids in and the money goes to,
me, I assume, as I drew it.
No, it's for some charity thing, so...
Because I read something that I think there's been a bid of at least £50, which is pretty...
No, there hasn't.
I swear to God, I just saw it earlier. I deleted it because I thought someone was winding us up.
You deleted it?
Well, I didn't know, did I? You didn't keep me informed.
Well, it just... Oh.
He's a buffoon, Carl, isn't he? I think you're an idiot, but sometimes...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. 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 Well, I'm just going to check. Just going to check the power list. Top 100 most important people in radio.
What's this list?
Oh, it's just the most important people in radio. Oh, 56, Ricky Gervais. That's annoying. 56.
Let me see.
So there's 55 more important people than me. I love the fact there that I've beaten David Mansfield, who's the controller of Capital.
Yeah. Arbitrary. The Radio Academy power list is top 100. And you're what, number 56? Yeah. Ricky Gervais, XFM. Yeah. I noticed we're not mentioned, Carl. What's your thoughts on that? You know. A little, stinging, that. I'd have thought, considering the amount of work you put into this show.
Don't get me started.
Are you on here elsewhere, Carl?
No. Too busy.
Chris Moyles is number 96.
Oh, that's good.
That's good news, isn't it? Yeah. He'll be off the list by next year, I hope.
So well, funny,
weird, aren't they? Steve.
Go on.
Right. Who's number one?
Number one is Phil Roberts. I don't know who that is.
Right. Wouldn't you think that Marconi would have got a mention?
Marconi, now what station's he on?
That's the point, because I got one in television and you thought John Logie Baird would have got a mention.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great, although it's not ever, is it? Again, I'll slip out of that by next year, I'd have thought.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Checking to see, oh yeah, Dr. Fox, good, he's on there at number 39. I'm assuming his medical qualifications have also been...
that sneaks him up the list, yeah. Typical.
Pete Waterman, yeah, number 35, that makes sense. Important guy.
Can we just give them the website so they can read this at their leisure, because this really isn't radio, is it?
Right, well, xfm.co.uk.
No, that website, if they want to see the most...
Oh, I don't know where it is. I'm just saying xfm.co.uk/Ricky if you want to see that picture, and whoever bidded 50 quid, if you can send the email again.
Whoever
bidded.
Yeah.
We should start picking you up on your grammar. I mean, we're hardly ones to speak, but, you know... I squozed.
I tell you what, I listened back to that. Carl was worried about last week's show because he said there was too much screaming and shouting and just nonsense and eating burgers.
It was a bit
stuff.
Like It's a Knockout last week, wasn't it?
No, yeah. And I listened back to it and it was without doubt the most appalling piece of radio I have ever heard in my life.
Really?
I didn't know what I was saying. I was just saying, then I finished and said, so, eat it! And he's going, oh, and you're going, Carl, they're eating a hamburger. It was bizarre. Just half an hour. If anyone didn't know us, or I'd never heard of us, it was just like going, heart when I thought, XFM when I thought, listen to this. Eat the burger, eat the beast, going, come out, ready, no! It was absolutely, honestly, it was like a mental ward.
To be fair, though, at the best of times, you sound like you're selling the Evening Standard.
Oh, God. Oh,
We should have the worst bits available, shouldn't we? Just the worst bits of broadcasting ever. So, where I didn't finish a sentence or I was just shouting or a record. It was swear words slipped out. And just put them all on a CD.
Mm.
Like Panky put out the best of his phone calls.
Exactly.
Yeah. I haven't got that.
The
have
worst
got that?
Radio show in the world ever.
Yeah, no, that's what I call bollocks.
Yeah. Oh, right, calm down. That's shit. Just cheapened it.
Oh, man, once
sorry,
again.
Oh, tits.
Good to see those boys still rocking. That's AC/DC. Shook me all night long. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Jays, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Have we got the result to the quiz, Carl? Or?
Yeah, I'll just play it one more time. It was Songs of Phrase. Is this the last time we're doing this?
Oh, I thought so.
I thought it worked better this week because it was actually doable.
Yeah.
I think that makes a difference, Carl.
We haven't done Carl's an Idiot yet. Carl, you're an idiot, have we?
Oh, well, that's a reason to keep it.
Maybe we can end with that one when you come back.
Right, well, the five songs that made up this little thing here was Mr. E's Beautiful Blues, Eels, Innocent Man, Billy Joel, and my favourite Waste of Time, Owen Paul, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, Girls on Film, Duran Duran. It sounded like this. The Elephant Man is my favourite film.
Hang on, was Bohemian Rhapsody in there?
Yeah.
Is this the
Right. Well, we're going to give that to Piley. He just calls himself Piley. Ian Pyle. Good work, Piley.
What's happened to Anders?
Well, I was just going to say, actually, we've not had correspondence from Richard Dickie Anders for some time.
The Dickmeister General with his naughty, insulting ways.
Yeah, Anderson used to email regularly.
Anders! Get on your computer!
Get in touch, mate.
What do you think of
the show?
Hold on, though. To be fair, he was listening when we were pretty shoddy. If he's listened to the last 3 weeks, I think we're owed a little apology from you, Dickster.
Exactly. Absolutely. Listen, Piley, we want to send you all those goodies, including Scottish rock, but we don't have your address, so email in your address and we can send it off to you. All right?
Yeah.
More adverts?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Snoop. Beautiful XFM 104.9, Gervais Merchant Pilkington.
Mm-hmm.
Carl had a treat in the week, didn't he?
He couldn't believe his luck.
We know Darren Brown, you know Darren Brown, the sort of magician, mind reader fella.
It's more special than that.
Well, called me up in town, said, do you mind if we bring on Carl? He went, pleasure. Carl's very cynical, saying, well, he won't get into my head.
Yep.
Great, wasn't it?
It was brilliant.
He went, can I ask him questions? I went, well, no, it's social. He went, I'm not coming. I went, well, I'll ask him. I want him to know how he did that trick when he said, you've got the winning ticket. I went, he's not going to tell you. He's a magician. He went, well, it's not worth it then. I can't quiz him. But he came along.
I still did, though, didn't I? Got in there with the questions that the people wanted to know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, what did you ask him and what did you find out?
I said, how do you do that?
I love the fact that the first half hour, me, Steve and Darren Brown were convincing Carl that he didn't see a ghost when he was five.
Yeah.
And then we got onto the tricks.
Yeah.
Well, it will live in my mind. He won't get inside my head.
Yeah.
And he got inside your head magnificently, Carl, didn't he? I mean, were you not amazed? I mean, Darren promised, actually, that he would come on the show in the future, and then you, the listeners, can see how he can baffle, amaze, and generally freak out.
I think we should film everything that happens, right? Because it's just a waste, because you're only getting half of it when you hear what Carl has to say. Because his face, honestly, says 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? It's just, I think we should film it and just put it on a DVD of Carl's facial expressions. This is Carl thinking he saw a ghost.
Yeah.
This is Carl thinking they were going to clone a man moth.
Yeah.
It's just different faces.
So do you want to try and explain what he did and what marvelled you so much?
Right, yeah. He comes in, he sits down. I'm a bit sort of, bit spooked by him straight away.
Oh, you're spooked by him straight away,
were
you?
Yeah, it's a weird thing about him.
Uh-huh.
Right. So anyway, he sat there and I'm watching him.
It's because he was naked.
Seeing what he's, you know, looking at and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, he gets his paper out and I think, right, he's going to do a bit of trickery and that. And he says to me, right, write down a number and a name, right? It was between...
A two-digit number and a name of anyone you know.
Yeah, right. Now, the thing is, I thought of the name because I was telling Steve earlier about the kid at school who I fell out with, right? Yeah. Over that girl who was called Aris,
yeah.
Right? So that name was, like, in my mind, ready yeah. to go. Because I didn't want to use anybody's name who I knew,
no.
sort of, now, because sure. maybe you've mentioned it in the past. Sure. You know what I mean? I couldn't say Suzanne.
I knew Colin Macon anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do you know what I mean?
Auntie
so
Nora.
I picked a name, yeah. Well, I thought you might have been thinking about Auntie Nora. Yeah. So I picked this name, right, that you three didn't really know about, yeah. right? Number just came to mind, right? So he
42,
says, right,
we were never
yeah,
thinking
42,
of that.
42, right? Yeah. He said, right, just keep saying it over and over in your head. And I'm there, and he's saying all these sort of different numbers at me, and I'm trying to throw him off a little bit. Every time he said a number that was nothing like 42, I was sort of smiling, looking a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Don't know if you caught that, right?
I just, all I could see was you looking sort of blank.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Stony-faced.
He picks the wrong person when he said, let your mind go blank, you'd realise exactly. He picked on the wrong person
yeah.
then.
So,
you had to squeeze his head to get it going again.
I said, Darren, if in doubt, he'll be thinking of monkeys. Yeah. And Darren looked at Carl and he said, were you thinking of monkeys? He said, I tried not to and I thought of them more.
Right, that's true as well.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm there thinking of these numbers and that, and he's, then he said, right, let's just talk about other stuff for a bit, right? So I was like, well, I'm not going to say anything,
yeah.
right? Because I don't want you to catch me out. But then when we were talking, I was trying to, like, knock him off track.
Clever.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I played a bit of hardball with him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
really.
yeah.
I was, like, saying, because we were talking about aliens and that as well, weren't we? And I was saying, well, you know, they might come and land again in 2060.
Clever.
Do you know what I mean? Dropping yeah. in different numbers and
sure.
that. And they, so... doing all that, playing him at his own game, and I think
yeah.
I had him for a bit.
On the ropes, right? Yeah.
So, anyway, comes down to the time when he's telling me the name and the number.
Yeah.
And, will he explain what he actually did? I mean, that was...
He said, just think of a number at the end of it, and he said, oh, is it an I? And you went, it wasn't an I, but there is no... Okay, and anyway, he got...
He got the name.
Harris. Then he went and said, do you an extrovert? And he wrote down these numbers.
Well, he wrote down some numbers and he said that if you're an extrovert, these are the numbers you tend to choose. If you're an introvert, these are the numbers you tend to choose. And he wrote them down. And he said, I don't think you're really an introvert, I don't think you're this, I don't think you're that, da, da, da. And I think he came up with the number 32, didn't he? He said to
yeah.
you, you're thinking
yeah.
of number 32. You said to him, no way. You couldn't believe your luck, could you, when you'd caught him out?
But he said it's either 42 or 32, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
no, but it was beside the point, because yeah. then he said, you know, rather brilliantly, hang on a minute, if you just add up these numbers here, that adds
yeah.
up to 42.
It was a magic
if you add up
square.
Those numbers, that's 42. That's 42 across, diagonally there. That
so
box
yeah.
is 42.
All the numbers that added up on the page, whether you go across, sideways, down, across, or whatever, always added up to 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Which...
And you've got the name Harris.
Which
freaked you out.
He freaked me out. I kept saying to him, how do you do it, how do you do it, and he wasn't telling me. I was talking to people at work about him, and, one lad said, apparently the trick that he uses is the same thing that Hitler did.
Play record.
No, seriously. Apparently it's the same thing because he was saying...
What?
Play record.
No, just let me finish, because, no, I've even ran it by other people to check if I'm
okay.
right on this.
Okay, so that's true, play record and come back
to
this?
Because the people in the XFM office, yeah, I mean, they're pretty wise. They're up on that stuff.
No, he used it in a different way.
Yeah, play record.
No, hang on a minute, let me hear it. Let me hear
all it is, it's power of suggestion, apparently. And when Hitler used to do his big speeches to people.
Yeah. What should we play?
Come on. Finish your point.
Well, that's about it.
Who told you that? Ian Canfield.
A few different people.
Oh, right. The big thinkers out there.
Like,
the office. the brain boxes.
But anyway, right, it's...
Because, I mean, Magnuson works on it somewhere now, doesn't he?
Right,
or was it Paxman? Was it Jerry Paxman?
That blew me away, right, that the fact that he got the name, he got the number.
Mm.
Spooky bit, right? Mm. I'm walking home. I called you up a couple of times and I left a message on your phone. Because
yeah.
it was just amazing. Not only was he good at magic, but his maths was brilliant. No, well, that thing adding up to 42 was like, how did he do that?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even make a big deal out of that.
He said, all Carol Vorderman's got is the maths.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine him on Countdown.
Yeah.
He'd even know what they were going to write down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, a bit of a wasted talent. I should see him again about that. I think he's...
He asked him, he said, Dermot, I said, why are you doing it on mucking around on telly? Then he went, sorry?
Yeah.
He went, why are you mucking around on telly?
Yeah.
And he said, you could make some serious money. I think Steve went, well, he does all right. He went, nah, but he did that the ticket thing all day.
Yeah. But didn't you say to him you should be working for the police force?
I said, yeah, he should be in a police station. He could help people out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not a daft idea, is it?
Not really.
Right, so anyway, right, so I get home, still, I'm calling different people up walking home, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Right, I called Suzanne up, telling her about it, and she's like, slow down. She's so like a little kid who's just been on a fairground ride or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow down. Right, so I'm telling her, call me mum and dad up. My dad wasn't that impressed.
No, of course
he's
not.
He's like, well, that's all been done before.
But anyway, right, so but then he wasn't impressed with little donkey, was
well,
he?
No, he's not impressed by much, is he?
Right.
No.
So I get in.
He probably had to nip out down to the phone box.
Right.
And do some thieving.
Yeah, yeah. We've forgotten bread. No, yeah. I'm just going on the phone box.
Yeah.
Right. So I get into my flat, right, and what they do in my flat where I live, they put the post in, like, these little pigeonholes. Right,
ooh.
And I don't normally check them out. I leave it for Suzanne to do, right?
Sure.
But this time, for some weird reason, I thought, right, I'll check it, see if we've got any post. Open it up. It was only this. A letter for Miss Harris.
Yep, there it is. Bona fide in front of us. A letter addressed to a Miss Harris.
Well, does she live there?
No, it's my address. She doesn't live there.
Did she ever?
Don't know. It doesn't matter. It's weird, isn't it?
But
normally, I think there was a guy who lived there called, Yaki Shoki.
Mr. 42.
It was definitely wasn't an Harris, right? This is the first time we've had a letter for this woman.
Yes.
Right.
But what are you claiming? Because Darren Brown himself admits that it is not paranormal, it is not supernatural, it is a trick. It's a trick.
But he would say that, wouldn't he? Hitler said that. Play a record.
Well, can we open this?
No! It's illegal!
No, but I'm thinking if it's a birthday card for someone's, like, 42nd birthday.
Right. You can't open that letter. Go and put it back, or put... Not, no, you cannot open that letter.
Why not?
You can't open someone else's mail, because you think Darren Brown's supernatural.
What if we steamed it open? Then resealed it? No one would know.
It's only a letter.
You can't, right, I'm... you can, but I don't want any part of it.
Carl, so I think you should open it.
No, you open
I'm not opening it. It's against the law. You should open it, though.
We won't open it, then.
They won't send you to prison.
Forget it.
You'll get off.
Cure? Yeah.
Bit of cure?
There's no cure, no.
I'm tempted to open it.
Well, do you want to see? There you go.
No, I don't know. I'm not going to open it, but I think you should, definitely. Six Different Ways by The Cure from the album The Head on the Door. We've enjoyed that.
Head on the Door, Carl. Ooh, bit of a coincidence.
Spooky, isn't it?
It was only 4 weeks ago you were talking about a head and a door.
Exactly.
Has the door got a number on it?
42. Oh, dear.
Oh. So we're not opening it?
No.
Well, I can't open it because as the producer... Right.
Oh, yeah, because you're standing in society as such that they'd make a real example of you.
Yeah.
That a producer of a tin pot radio show once a week. Yeah, he should know better. He can press buttons and talk at the same time. Sending down.
But they wouldn't try you in an adult court.
You would get away. You would get away with it. Just they'd hear you speaking for a little while, and the judge would end up squeezing your head and letting you off.
It'd be like those people who trained monkeys to break in. Do you remember down in South London? We talked about it in the past,
yeah.
And they were going around robbing stuff,
Hackney.
And they trained them to do it. Yeah,
I
don't think those monkeys would have got in trouble. It would have been the keepers. So, you know, I think XFM would probably take the rap.
Will you open it?
No, I can't be seen to open it.
No, he's a writer-director.
Exactly.
So am I. I can't be seen to open it.
Oh, give it here, then.
Right, I'm having no part of this.
That's against the law, but...
Right, I'm having no part of it.
Open it. Come on, you've started now.
Right.
Thing is, right, if it's important, we can say maybe she's listening.
But do you need distress? What it could be anything. What are you going to say? We're going to say, oh, and if you are listening, Mrs. Harris, you have got gonorrhea. Call the clinic. Do you know what I mean? It could be anything.
Oh dear.
Oh well. I think my talk did well. Well, what is it?
It's the number 42 on there.
What is it? Could you say? Be careful. What?
Let me see what it is.
What is it?
Oh. Dear sir, madam, your periodical dental inspection is now due. Would you kindly contact the surgery to make an appointment? Harris, Mrs. Harris, if you're listening, your periodical dental inspection is now due. You might want to contact the, the dental surgeon that you normally go to.
She could have a faulty tooth.
A
42.
42?
42.
I don't believe it. 42.
42.
Oh, my God.
God, that Darren's good.
Darren
isn't he?
Brown's good, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
That's some blur, then.
Carl, is that really 7.5 years old? Blur. The universal. Alright?
Wise words there.
Yeah.
Just make me think.
Sure.
Carl, I asked you in the week, didn't I?
How old was that kid when that was out?
She wasn't born. So she was about 30.
Well, I think that's the first time we've officially broken the law on it.
What?
I don't think we've broken the law before on air.
You're right, with a dentist appointment.
Well, we haven't broken the law, Steve, he has.
You're right, we're fine.
And he should know better, he's a top producer of a tin pot radio station.
Carl, Ricky and I were doing some writing in the week and we needed a little book of Zodiac types. What's your thought on...
Just to make sure it was good luck, you know, to be writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make of all that stuff, horoscopes? Do you have any, thoughts on that?
Now and again I'll read it, but
sure.
I'll believe it if it's good.
Yeah.
If it's not, just go on.
What stars do I need?
That's perfect, though. that's their raison d'etre. That is, those people who do zodiacs exist on that piece of philosophy.
Yeah.
I'll believe it if it's good.
Exactly.
And that's why, when you have breakdowns, people don't go, you're a nasty little piece of work, you're a pug-ugly little twat, and you never amount to anything. It's things like, you're probably too generous for your own good.
Yeah.
You like to keep a bit of a distance, but you like to love. You're a warm person. It's always stuff like that, isn't it? People go, I suppose I am too. Yeah. That is me all over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're a creative person. Yeah. Who thinks they're not a creative person?
Exactly. You've got a wonderful sense of humour.
exactly.
Yeah.
What starts on you?
Mine changes. I'm on the edge.
Oh, right. God. Okay.
He even makes that complicated.
Of course.
He even makes twaddle complicated.
No, I'm just, it changes depending what paper you read.
Yeah. Alright, in theory.
23rd of September. So I think most of the time I'm a Virgo, I think. Oh.
Well, I'll tell you.
Write that down, listeners. 23rd of September. And come round and give him the bumps.
Well,
according to this, I mean, you've been criticising this, Rick.
Sure.
You've been saying that there's maybe not anything in the zodiac.
Yeah, yeah,
well, hang on, let me just read some of the
Is this going to change my mind? Well, am I going to eat my words?
The typical Virgoan.
Words.
Okay. The physical appearance of the typical Virgoan.
Yeah.
High forehead.
That's not true.
Cranium may seem too big in comparison with the face. Look at Carl.
But how specific is that?
Has an extremely large forehead. Has a high hairline.
That's not true, though, is it?
Maybe quite tall.
What are the blokes like?
Often has one foot turned in more than the other.
What? They've just described Rain Man. What is that? How can I be specific?
Well, that's why it sounds like Carl.
One foot turned in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, have they even bothered doing one for you? Because there isn't many people who...
Hang on a minute.
Let him finish, Steve.
No, I'm just saying.
Go on. What are you saying?
I sort of... I think I'm fairly average looking, but I'm saying, have they wasted a page in that book for whatever you are?
It started off me being dissing him and stuff, and you've been nice.
Hang on a minute. I don't think you can be a Virgoan, because it says that they are normally quick, alert and intelligent. But no, actually, I have to say, it says here, behaviour and personality traits of the Virgoan, as a child, is an excellent mimic... can learn many things in a short time. Yeah. Not really true of you, is it?
Rarely questions
authority, but frequently questions facts. You never question facts.
Yeah, you never question authority. You're scared of authority.
Yeah. You're usually trying to very upset if teased. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hang on a minute, though.
Yeah. Can't take a bit of stick. Too much pressure. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Yeah.
What to teach a young Virgoan? Myths, fairy stories, make-believe, daydreams, and how to use imagination should all be taught to young Virgoan, so they have plenty of magical moments to remember in their adult years when they are often alone.
I'm changing my mind.
I know.
This is good stuff. This is really good stuff.
All right, well, let's see. What are you?
I don't think we should talk about that.
Yeah, let's have a look.
It says the Virgoan is... I love some of the specifics of this. Virgoan is an employer. He's excellent as the boss of a small company.
yeah. Don't meet him on a Tuesday. He's probably stamp collecting then.
Yeah.
He loves a bit of haddock.
Okay, let me look at mine.
Oh, that is good though, Carl, isn't it? That is you all over. I've changed my mind. It's brilliant. It's a real science. They've really put their work in with this one.
Let me see. Sagittarius, Sarah Jones. Sagittarian is a happy, playful little clown.
Little.
Greets everyone.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Let me see, Sagittarius,
he's only gonna read the good bits though, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
If that's it, what can it say?
Have they done yours in sort of small print, because you've got special eyes?
I don't know what that insult is, Carl. What kind of insult is that?
Well,
he's up to that, look at his face!
Who's done me?
Oh, dear. And come back to me.
Boo-hoo-hoo, it won't do. Listen to the Gallagher boys and stop crying your heart out on XFM 104.9. No need to. It's monkey news.
So there's the time.
Time for monkey news. Can we have the jingle?
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
I love the jingle.
Right, well,
can we play that jingle once more?
Yeah.
Let me cue it up.
So, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Got a lot to live up to now.
I'll be honest with you, often that jingle is more fun than the monkey news.
Well, yeah.
So you've got to excel yourself this week.
Well, it's there's been a lot going on.
In the monkey world.
Yeah. I was looking at the Guinness Book of Records that we bought last week.
Mm-hmm. What you bought?
What that I bought.
Yeah. Is it still wet?
Ours was cleaning the tea off it. I was having having a little read through. And there was some monkey stuff in there. There was this isn't the actual story, I'm just telling you what it's like looking up monkey news all week.
It's like behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like the making of monkey news, which is actually available on DVD.
Exactly.
It's, 12 minutes unseen footage, just the making of monkey news. Which is my favourite bit, in a way. If you enjoy monkey news, see how it happens, from conception to...
it's all put together, yeah.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. What's a typical monkey news day?
Well, there was some stuff about a monkey in the Guinness Book of Records. I think it had the record for asking for a cup of coffee in 23 different ways.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Oh.
That's good. Just to show, the monkey news is getting bigger and people are covering it. Donald McIntyre, he was on BBC.
Yeah.
On Monday.
He was on Channel 5, wasn't he?
No, he hasn't moved over yet. This is something that he did for the BBC.
Right.
So that was pretty good. That was about, it wasn't good. It was pretty sad, really.
What?
He was doing these things. You know, like last week we were doing Cheap as Chimps?
Yeah.
And someone emailed in saying, Donald McIntyre's doing Cheap as Chimps.
Really?
And it was about,
I bet he wasn't. I bet Donald McIntyre did not do a programme called Cheap as Chimps.
They didn't use that title.
No.
But you could tell where they'd got the format from.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it was about gorillas and how much you can get one for. But the problem was, because they're that pricey, they were sort of... I mean, I don't even want... It is depressing,
If it's cruel, then don't... Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, it was a bit...
Okay. In the making of monkey news and Cheap as Chimps, not... And your name is harmed.
No monkey news.
No. Go on.
All right. Well, anyway, today's story was emailed in.
So you didn't even do anything towards it? So when you say I've been working on monkey news, what, you printed that out?
So is the making of monkey news you checking your email?
Well, brilliant. No, I'm always looking at different options, at, how much is going on.
This is what makes me laugh when he says he's really busy.
Yeah.
I'm doing other stuff and that. I'm doing other stuff.
People are sending him monkey news.
Yeah. You get an email.
Is it from Reuters?
Well, listen, it's from Steve.
Okay.
Now, what it is this monkey, right?
Yeah.
Don't know where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bit before the monkey anyway, right?
Jeez.
Shoot
me.
Right? It's a bank. There's this bank, right? Busy bank. Normal day, everything's going normal, right? Busy bank, people going in, doing what they do, seeing about mortgages and stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's normal, everyone's happy, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's quite busy one day. Fella comes in with a gun and a balaclava on.
Oof, that's no good.
Right, I'll tell you now, Carl. If this fella turns out to be any ape or monkey-related species, you're never doing this again. So just, if you want to finish it, it's at your own risk. But if this fella who robbed the bank turns out to be a chimpanzee, that's the end of monkey news.
All right.
Okay, let's hear the end. It's a lovely day in a lovely bank. Everyone's happy.
Everything's normal.
A man comes in the balaclava.
Man comes in. Starts,
is it a man?
Starts waving a gun around.
Let him finish the story.
Starts waving a gun around.
Yeah.
Right?
Up to no good.
So everyone's thinking, oh God, you know, wish you didn't come in here. It's not going to be a good day.
How tall is the man?
Shut up. Let's hear it.
Everything, you know, oh God. And he's telling everyone to get down on the floor.
Yep.
Hey, what, in English? In English?
Yeah.
In English? Yeah.
So everyone's panicking, everyone's getting on the floor thinking this is it, this is, you know, it's all over.
Yeah.
Just when you think, you know, it's all bad news.
Yeah.
It's all bad news. Doors swing open. Little monkey wanders in.
Oh God, it's worse.
Shut up, Rick.
Little monkey wanders in, right? The robber's like, what's going on here? He's telling it to get down on the floor. I don't think it was taking any notice.
No,
right?
It was just busy asking for coffee.
It runs in. I don't know if it was kind of withdrawal or deposit or whatever. It wanders in, right? Goes up to the robber.
Where did it come from?
Shut up. Will you let him finish the story and then ask questions? That's
okay.
Only fair.
Okay.
Wanders in. Runs up to the fella with the gun. Takes the gun and the bag of money off him. Everyone's like, yay, you know, we've been saved. Then the monkey starts backing out with the gun and the money.
Shut up! Sit down, I'm not having this.
It does a runner with the money and the gun. No one's seen it since.
You are an idiot. I mean, you have said some stupid things in your time. What are you talking about?
It's a story that happened.
No! What are you talking about? What do you mean it backed out? It came in. Was it an accomplice? Was it an opportunist monkey robbery? What are you talking? Think, Carl. Think.
I know it's mad. That's the idea of monkey news. We're telling people how monkeys are pretty, you know, they're mental.
They're up to no good.
What are you think? They've never seen the monkey since. What, did he have a getaway car waiting? Did he swing his way to freedom? Where was this? There's no details. Don't talk rubbish.
Well, Steve emailed it in. He's got it off the net. And the funny thing is, it wasn't just him who sent it. I had that a couple of times. So a few people obviously read the story and said, you know, that'll be good for Monkey News. It doesn't say anymore. It doesn't say if he went off to Spain. It doesn't say, you know, what, you know, if he's on Crime Watch.
Yeah.
It doesn't say any of that. It's just saying that's what he did. That's the story. And that's what Monkey News
is. I've heard that they're making a movie version with Phil Collins. So I look forward to that and Judy Waters.
So that's this week's Monkey News. If you've got any, you know,
well,
anything.
Well, no, don't bother.
In your town.
That's the end. No, that is the end. That's the end of Monkey News. No more Monkey News. This is, Bit Queen?
It says it here in this email, Rick. It's got to be true.
Right. Seven Seeds of Love. Nice to hear that one again.
Boys.
Metal Mickey, Suede, on XFM 104.9. Wow. Nearly over with Ricky, Steve and Carl. I've done another little sketch for you, Carl, because I was excited by the fact that we raised that money. So I've done a little...
Well, it's not over yet. It's like people go to the website, and if they think it's worth more than 50, they can say, well, I'll give you 55 or something.
Well, I've actually put that little one on. It's all three of us, isn't it?
Well, they haven't done that yet.
No, but they can put that on next week, and they can frame it for them, can't they?
Well, if they have a look... xfm.co.uk/Ricky, and have a look at it if you want it. Just pay some money and...
Now, it'd be worth a bit of money, won't it, in a few years? When we're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, Carl, you're going on holiday. You need a little rest, don't you?
Yeah.
What's the vibe? What's the vibe of the day?
What's
the crack on holiday? Come on.
Where are you going?
Madeira.
Right.
Good.
It's for Suzanne's dad, right? My girlfriend's dad. He's 60, so...
Yeah, that's the average age in Madeira.
It's quite, yeah.
My mate Damo went to Madeira, he was worried about, sort of, terrorism on the plane, and he looked around and he thought, well, if someone gets up, someone will wrestle him to the floor, and he looked around, and he was the only one he realised could have got out of his seat quickly enough. So, you'll enjoy it. It's quite quiet. It's nice.
It'll be alright. I mean, it's the first time a mum and dad have been away, so...
Whatever?
Abroad, yeah. So right. They're worrying about... They just don't understand the rules and stuff, so they're panicking a bit. And then in the week he told
them... They're going to take livestock.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting like that. It was like
are they filling loads of Duracs with heroin as we speak? No, but do they know about passports expiring, don't they? They're not completely stupid.
They know about all that, right?
Yeah.
And he told up in the week, one of the questions said, what's the best thing when you're going abroad, what's the best thing to use to carry tea bags? So it was like, what are you worrying about that for? They'll sell tea bags out there. And he's like, well, we want to take our own. It's like, they'll sell tea bags.
Yeah.
And he's worrying about that. He's saying, can I put it in a glass jar? So put it in a glass jar there. He's saying, oh, I'll bubble wrap it. So he's bubble wrapping a tea thing. He's just... I mean, it is annoying me a bit, because it's meant to be a week off from you annoying me, and already he's niggling me.
But you are easily wound up. You are a very finickety little fussy person. You don't like any the slightest bit of pressure. See, I thrive on pressure. I'm
Well, that's always doing stuff. Monkey news.
Oh, yeah, monkey news. I've got an email. I won't read it to on air. It's rubbish, but that's one feature. That's my bit done. That's all I have to do.
I'll tell you what, when I'm away next week, do monkey news and see what you can find out. Right?
Ooh, there's a challenge.
See what you can do. You've already told them about the Guinness Book of Records one, so you can't use that.
Right.
We're going to find the best monkey news ever, Carl.
Wow.
What was it you said to me about... Because, I mean, the thing is that you don't really like people, do you? That's the truth of it. People annoy you, don't they? They wind you up.
Yeah.
What was it you said to me about friends? You don't...
He doesn't like friends.
He doesn't want any more friends.
He doesn't want any friends. Is it because one day they'll ask me to help him change a tyre?
Yeah. What was it you...
No, it's always a hassle. Well,
the tyre he sits and swings on in his back garden, you mean?
It's just... They call up, they ask for stuff, they want favours doing.
Yeah, they want to pint, they want to chat to you because they like you. I know, they're a pain in the arse. I tell you what, Carl, you're better off without them, mate.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, Rick, friends like you.
Yeah. You're not judging them on me, are you? You're not judging your possible friend on me.
You don't know all friends
are
like him.
Just they do sort of, you know.
You know, some friends will never touch you around the head or
I
don't want
to see you for a week, am I?
Do you want to get a little squeezing?
I am going to get a little squeezing. Can I come around there and squeeze you?
Squeeze him in now.
Hurry up while we go to ads and that's it, really.
Is that it? We've got the time for records? That's a shame. Well, a quick squeeze.
A quick squeeze.
That's like a Benny Hill slap there on the
top. Alright, that's enough of that. Right.
Okay.
Squeeze it.
That's it.
Excellent.
Can that do you for a week?
Yeah.
Alright.
See you next week.
See you later.
See you, Rick. Have a good holiday.
Alright.